With SRN News, I'm John Scott. The holiday stampede is getting underway. Some 80 million Americans are heading to their Thanksgiving destinations. Correspondent Donna Warder with details.
The TSA expects to screen some 18.3 million people at U.S. airports between today and next Monday as Americans travel to their Thanksgiving destinations. The FAA warns that there may be some travel delays because of an ongoing shortage of air traffic controllers, but most holiday travelers are getting there by car. The National Weather Service has issued a winter storm warning in Sierra Nevada that's expected to last through today, and forecasters say the East Coast will be the most impacted on Thanksgiving and Black Friday, with snowfall possible in parts of New Hampshire, northern Maine, and the Adirondacks. I'm Donna Warder.
Also at SRNNews.com, President-elect Donald Trump has announced planned tariffs on goods from China, Mexico, and Canada over drug trafficking. Correspondent Bernie Bennett has that report.
Trump targeted Mexico and Canada for their failure to halt illegal migration and drug trafficking in a Truth Social post, while slamming China for failing to properly crack down on drug production and trafficking in another. Trump wrote, quote, "Right now a caravan coming from Mexico, composed of thousands of people, seems to be unstoppable in its quest to come through our currently open border." The president-elect said that the two countries have, quote, "the absolute right and power to easily stop illegal migration and drug trafficking into the U.S. In the other post, he chastised China for failing to pull through on their end of the bargain regarding fentanyl production and trafficking. Bernie Bennett reporting.
And on Monday, the Dow Jones Industrial Average set a new record high, but the blue chips now are down 219 points. The NASDAQ composite is ahead 79 points. This is SRN News. A victory for religious freedom in Australia.
The government has decided to withdraw a bill that would have given a media watchdog power to monitor digital platforms and require them to keep records about misinformation and so-called disinformation on their networks. Christian leaders and free speech advocates warn the legislation would have made it dangerous to quote the Bible on hot-button social issues such as homosexuality. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
President Trump has tapped doctor and former Republican Congressman Dave Weldon of Florida to lead the Centers for Disease Control. Weldon, a staunch pro-life advocate, legislation he introduced more than 20 years ago outlawed human cloning. He also brokered a deal with lawmakers to bar patents on human organisms. Weldon also advocating against the removal of the feeding tube for Terry Schiavo, a Florida woman whose family battle over her vegetative state turned into a national debate. This is SRN News. A Louisiana judge has halted plans for state agencies to forcibly remove homeless encampments in New Orleans by Thanksgiving.
A restraining order blocks the state police and two other agencies from evicting homeless people from their encampments in New Orleans or confiscating their property without following city laws and due process. Governor Jeff Landry had warned that he would intervene if city officials did not remove a large homeless encampment by Thanksgiving. City officials objected, saying it would disrupt efforts to secure stable housing for the homeless. Rich Thomason reporting.
One of college football's greatest rivalries reborn after a 12-year hiatus. Third-ranked Texas plays number 20 Texas A&M on Friday with a berth in the Southeast Conference championship game on the line. And North Carolina says Mack Brown, the leader among all active bowl subdivision coaches in wins, will not return for next season. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.